Welcome to Just Talk with Justine, a podcast for breast cancer survivors and supporters. Just Talk with Justine is a platform where breast cancer survivors can share their journeys. If we can help just one person who's listening today, we've accomplished our goal.
All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Just Talk with Justine. My name is Justine Finicaro-Doles, and I've kind of been on a hiatus a little while, and I'm back. And I've got my first guest with me today. Her name is Jessica Balladad. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Awesome. And Jessica is a five-year cancer survivor who transformed her pain into power, becoming a passionate advocate for women globally. She founded Feel for Your Life, a free mobile app that provides resources on how to perform self-breast exams and when to get screenings. That is so cool. While allowing other users to track and monitor their changes and set reminders on doing self-breast exam. Jessica's own history with cancer drove her dedication to personally building her app. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, it is great to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my honor. And so let's begin. So tell me a little bit about yourself and where do you live anyway, by the way?
Yeah, so I am from the Nashville area, grew up here, was raised by my dad. And speaking of, by growing up with my dad, he had a technology background. He was in engineering, fiber optics, and telecommunications. And just growing up with him, I was exposed to all kinds of electronics and technology, and he made sure to kind of instill in me and my sister the importance of how technology was growing and evolving and how we would be incorporating it into our lives more and more as time went on. So I was always fascinated with technology. At the same time, on my dad's side of the family, we have 14 women, including myself, have been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
I'm the fourth generation on my paternal side of the family that's had the disease. And so when you take these two things and put them together, it's really just amplified and fueled my advocacy over time. When I was 18 years old, I had a benign tumor that had to be removed. I accidentally found it while in the shower one day. And so I had the lumpectomy, and it was that experience that put me in the habit of performing self-exams. Fast forward 15 years later, I'm performing an intentional self-exam in the shower. I go over the right side, everything's okay. I go over the left side and get to about the 2-3 o'clock position, and I found a lump in my breast. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, I just went to the doctor. I am too young for cancer. Went back and looked at my medical records from that visit. Even the doctor said everything was normal and later informed me that she also thought I was too young for a cancer diagnosis. So
at 18 though, you had a lumpectomy. That is so young.
Yeah, I had a benign tumor called a fibroadenoma. It was growing and it was hormonally fueled. So at that time they thought it was best that it needed to come out. And you know, I eventually got the diagnosis. I was formally diagnosed in August of 2018, and I was stage 2B invasive ductal carcinoma. I went through 16 rounds of chemotherapy. I had 24 rounds of radiation, had a double mastectomy, a hysterectomy, and I went through the 10-hour deep flap reconstruction. If you're not familiar, it takes your fat, tissue, and blood vessels and places them into your chest to recreate your body. And so that's the short version of my story.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And you're not even 30 at that point.
I was 33. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I was in my early 30s.
Mm-hmm. That is insanely young. It's crazy. I mean, I had my transflap in my 20s. So
wow.
I get it. I get it. It's crazy how young, you know. I'm a four-time cancer survivor. So I totally get it, but your story is wild. That's crazy. So how are you today?
I'm fantastic. You know, I work out 6 days a week. I'm taking care of my body. I'm really involved in advocacy at the state and federal level with policy changes that I've either written myself or I have formed opinions to speak to our legislators about. And, you know, I have recently built an AI technology into the Feel for Your Life app that will show women how to, it basically interprets your pathology reports into simple terms and gives you a list of questions to ask your doctor based on your pathology. It's to help you advocate for yourself based on the results of the test that you receive and work with your provider towards your desired medical outcomes. So I'm doing great.
Oh my God, I should say so. That is extremely impressive. Oh my Lord, that's wonderful. Good for you. More power to you. I'll tell you, breast cancer survivors are strong, man. We are warriors, and you are one heck of a warrior. That's beautiful. I'd love to hear about the advocacy that you tell these legislators.
Yeah, so it all started when I took a trip to New York right after being vaccinated from COVID. You know, everything was finally starting to sort of open up. And I was in New York and I heard about this piece of legislation that a group was wanting to pass that would require students at all levels to learn about their genetic history, doing self-exams. And I thought, someone should really do that in Tennessee. That's awesome. And I thought, well, why not me? And so I contacted my local state rep in Tennessee, and I told him my story, and we got to work. We called it the Feel for Your Life Act, and it would require students to learn about how to do self-breast exams, testicular exams, and skin exams, because young people are so aware of their bodies. Let's also teach them how to take care of them as they get older and go into adulthood. From there, when I saw all the ways that insurance companies were exploiting loopholes to deny patients coverage for their care, I saw an issue and I thought, I want to do something about that. So I got involved with different advocacy groups, and I, including one here in the state of Tennessee called Tennessee Advocates for Breast Cancer. And we work on legislative policy with our representatives at the federal level to try to pass bills and laws into law so that it gives equal access to care for all patients.
Wow, that's fantastic. Fantastic. I wish I could, you're very motivating. I want to look into it here in Florida because it's amazing.
There's some great state reps at the federal level in Florida who I can't think of her name, but she's a breast cancer survivor. So I know they're very motivated about passing some of these bills to kind of penalize insurance companies for some of the things they try to pull.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. Horrible. Sometimes they don't even let you get a mammogram or a sonogram early. You know, yeah, that's the and your app. I haven't had a chance to go on it. But once I do, I am definitely going to share it. I am on a breast cancer survivor dragon boat team here in Orlando. Okay. We're called Warriors on Water. I don't know if you know what a dragon boat is.
I don't.
there's probably one in Nashville, and I believe there is, but it's a big growing sport. And they determined that dragon boating, in the motion of the paddling, is really good for lymphedema, to reduce the cause of lymphedema. Okay. So it started in like 1995 in Canada, and a sports medicine doctor realized that was so helpful. Now it's a huge growing sport for breast cancer survivors.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will look into the app and I'll share the app. And because of Orlando, our team is the only one in Central Florida, we get a lot of newbies and young ones that are just now going through. You know, and they all want to get back on the boat, but nobody can get on the boat until they've finished their treatments and so forth. So I really look forward to seeing that app.
Oh, yeah. You can find it at feelforyourlife.com or in the App Store or the Google Play Store. It is absolutely free to download and use.
Okay. Absolutely. That is great. That is great. So upon creating this Feel for Your Life, tell me more about yourself. You live in Tennessee. And you were diagnosed at 33 on that bout, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
That was about, see, I'm 39 now, so that was about 5-6 years ago. Yeah.
And you've been this active since, after your treatment, and you've been this active in your app and all that.
It really started during treatment. Whenever I came out with my breast cancer story and I told my friends, hey, I've got breast cancer, you know, so many people had questions like, how did you get diagnosed? How did you know to even get checked? And I said, well, I do my monthly self-exams after my menstrual cycle. Don't you?
And yes,
So it was crickets. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a problem here. And by talking to friends and family and strangers on the internet, I found that there were three reasons that women were not performing their self-exams. They didn't know how, they were ashamed of their bodies, and they were afraid of finding something and not being sure what to do because they were uninsured or underinsured. And I set out to change that while I was going through chemotherapy. I got to work on creating Feel for Your Life. It started as a social media project on Facebook and Instagram. And then during the pandemic, when women were missing their screenings, I was working on a campaign with the NFL, their Crucial Catch campaign. And I was learning that women, because of the pandemic, were missing their screenings. And I thought, well, a self-exam saved my life. I need to do something more to get the word out there about, you know, giving women a sense of control in a time when we weren't sure what's going to happen and when. So that's when I started getting to work on the app. Feel for Your Life as an app was my pandemic project.
Wow. That's, like I said before, that's super impressive. And I'm so happy to meet you and discuss this with you, because I don't know anybody else who's doing that, you know. And I love the fact that you did this app that anybody can download.
Yeah, it was so important for me just to do that. It shows a woman how to perform a self-exam. It lets you track and monitor your progress inside the app, and it lets you set monthly reminders. And so if you find something, you can get to your doctor right away to take care of it. And you have your notes. Say you did a self-exam, you know, last month or the month before, you have all that, those records in the app that you can show your medical provider and go over it with him or her. And then you'll, you know, they may set you up for a scan. You get a scan. Those results go to an online portal before you even get a chance to talk to your doctor. And it's in terms that you don't understand. So from there, you know, you can put your results into the Feel for Your Life. I call it Breast Friend AI. You can put your results into Breast Friend AI inside of the Feel for Your Life app, and it's going to translate that and break it all down for you and give you those questions to ask your doctor about.
Super. That's really awesome. I applaud you for that. That is so cool.
Thank you.
Thing. I really do look forward to checking it out. I'm sorry I didn't do it prior.
It's okay.
So what would you tell someone? Obviously you'll show them the app. What would you tell someone that is just recently diagnosed? What would a piece of advice would you give to someone? If they've just gotten diagnosed and maybe they've had a treatment or they have not, what would you tell them?
I would say, you know, one of the first things, you know, that you're experiencing are your feelings, and to let yourself know that whatever you're feeling, it's normal and it's okay, no matter what it is. And I am a big believer of using your feelings as tools. You know, when we're sad, it's telling us that we valued something in our lives. When we're angry, it tells us that something's wrong and something needs to change. When we're afraid, it tells us to make a plan, prepare that plan, and seek help for that plan. So I'm a big believer in using your feelings as tools and letting yourself express those accordingly. From there, I would say set boundaries. What are you okay with? What are you not okay with? What information are you going to allow to be told to certain people in your life? Who is the person that you want with you during your diagnosis? you know, and being prepared to ask your doctor those difficult questions and how you want that information delivered. Do you want it sent to your online portal? Do you prefer to come in for an appointment? So, you know, feeling your feelings, setting boundaries, and realizing that even though you're in this diagnosis that you feel like you don't have control over, you have control of the decisions that you can make to help you get to where you want to be with the outcomes of cancer. Maybe not all the outcomes are as favorable as you want them to be, but you are in control of the decisions that you make, and you have the right to your autonomy in those decisions.
Now, did you feel this way when you heard you were diagnosed? I mean, someone must have a great support system.
So I have a little bit of a background in psychology. I've worked in that field, and before breast cancer, I worked in marketing within the psychology field for someone very well known for being an author and speaker in that space. And I also double majored in journalism and psychology in college. Also, given that I'm the fourth generation on my dad's side of the family, I grew up with cancer all over within family members of my life. It was pretty normalized. So, I mean, still, when I was diagnosed, it was a shock for me. But, and I don't know how to really explain this, but when I turned 30 years old, I told myself to make sure I never skip my self-exams because I was probably going to get diagnosed. And I have no way to explain that, but I was sort of prepared for it.
Yeah, your subconscious. Did you do the BRCA or you just knew?
Actually, there is no known gene mutation in my family. We have tested negative for BRCA, the PALB, all of them. Like, I got my every family member who has been tested. And then when I was genetically tested, everything comes back normal.
Wow.
And it's a giant question mark to science and all of the researchers that we've spoken to within our family. So,
no kidding.
Yeah. Wow. It happens.
Did you keep a journal while you were going through your journey?
I didn't keep a journal that I wrote in or anything. I channeled a lot of what I was feeling. I actually wrote a stand-up comedy about my experience. Yeah, I'm still fleshing that out a lot, and it's not really ready to be told in completion right now. But I wrote that, and I channeled my energy into creating Feel for Your Life. So there are pieces of me within that app, the way I thought about it, the way I built it, the user experience, that's my experience in that app.
That's wonderful. So tell me, other than we know how strong and smart you are, so tell me, how has breast cancer especially, is what we're here for, changed your life today?
I've probably become more tenacious, audacious in how I approach advocacy. I'm a no-nonsense kind of person. And when there is someone in the cancer community or anyone who is a patient at any part of their medical journey, you know, and they come to me with this issue, whether it's with an insurance company, whether it's with hospital billing, whether it's medical gaslighting, you know, word is out that people can come to me, and I may not have all of the answers, but I can help them get to the answer that they're looking for. So I would say that I'm definitely a very fierce advocate. I'm a more no-nonsense sort of person, and I am just more empowered in my decisions that I make and the way that I help other people as well.
There's something about this disease that turns women like yourself into these strong, amazing humans. Seriously. I mean, that is such a powerful statement that you just made. You know, I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. You know, I would have never in my life thought I'd do a podcast. For me, it's a big deal. Okay. But like yourself, that's amazing. That is truly amazing. And I know you've probably helped a ton of people in your area. Have you ever been like interviewed on your local TV and your news and all that?
Sure. I've been featured in local and national media whenever I launched the Feel for Your Life app in the fall of 2021. It went viral, and I was featured from Good Day LA to Good Morning America.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's helping more than 20,000 women all over the world advocate for their breast health now. It's featured in 176 different countries.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. You should be so proud. You should be so proud. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, let me ask you about your diet. Do you eat any differently now? Are you an exercise, you know, guru, or do you always work out? Tell me about that.
I was in the best shape of my life before I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had always been an athlete, and I enjoy working out. I love strength training. At the time I was diagnosed, you know, I had run marathons. I had, you know, I was lifting weights in the gym 5 days a week. And, you know, that did get put on pause as I recovered from cancer and surgeries and treatments and whatnot. But even after all of that, and as I was building my strength back, I'm now in the gym 5 to 6 days a week. I work on my strength training. I'm probably more in tune to my macros and getting my protein in. I'm more conscientious of that. I try to keep my body fat percentage down. And I just, you know, I show up every day for myself. And I would tell anyone that you don't have to be on a certain diet or follow a certain trend. Show up for yourself in a way that's going to make you a little uncomfortable to get you to grow to where you want to be.
Yeah, those are true words. Very good words. Yep. Show up for yourself, baby. That's the key.
Absolutely.
That is the key. Wow, you have been a tremendous, tremendous guest, and I really appreciate you, everything. You're so motivating. Yeah. Now, do you ever get on a travel circuit and tell your story around?
I do. You know, different places have hired me to come tell my story, talk about technology, talk about the app. I have medical device companies, biotechnology companies that I consult with to get my feedback, to give them the experience from the patient point of view. And so I like to work with them as well. But yeah, I travel throughout the country talking about, you know, my story and my experiences.
That's lovely. That is really great. That is really great. Hopefully, you know, they can send a man to the moon, and yet we still have breast cancer in the world. We still have cancer in general in the world, which... Do you believe that the big pharma has something to do with that?
I really don't have an opinion on that, really.
That's okay. I just thought you might, you know, because sometimes I feel that they're holding back, that the people are not letting the big pharma... is making too much money.
One thing that I can say in my experience with advocacy at the federal level is that I have found that insurance companies do a lot to block pharmaceutical companies from getting the drugs passed to help cancer patients.
Really?
It's really from the insurance side where you're seeing a lot of these blockages with the FDA, with CPT codes, those billing, they'll do anything they can to not pay. So you have pharmaceutical companies that are actually working hard on treatments, on plans for cancer patients. I don't think that, like, I really, you know, thinking about it, I don't think it's the pharmaceutical companies that are holding back. It's really the insurance companies that are blocking pharmaceutical companies from getting the medications to patients.
Interesting. Interesting thought there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Well, I hope that in your travels and in your advocacy that, you know, this turns around. I mean, it's so unfair. It is so unfair. The high cost. I mean, I know so many women that are metastatic that have to go every 3 weeks for their treatment. And if they didn't have insurance, I don't know what they would do. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that in my experience and the experience I'm having with patients, I see more blocking being done from the insurance side to deny patients, you know, medications, treatments, procedures, surgeries. So I would really kind of start pointing a finger there and looking more into the ways they're trying to circumvent the laws and regulations that are, you know, that have been passed and that are going to be passed.
So as a patient, they should be on top of their insurance company constantly.
Absolutely. Hold them accountable to what you pay for. Yes.
Exactly. Holding them accountable. Yeah, that's key. That is key. Well, I think, is there anything else you'd like to share? This is awesome. This is really great. I could talk to you all day.
Yeah.
I don't take up too much of your time, but I could talk to you all day. You're so interesting.
Thank you. I was just going to wrap this up with, you can find the Feel for Your Life app, again, in the Google Play Store, the App Store, or at feelforyourlife.com. I'm also very active on Instagram and Facebook. And then you can find me, Jessica Balladad, on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jessica. And anyone out there that's listening today, please reach out and reach out to me. Reach out if you need some help or assistance. I'd be more than happy to help you and point you in the right direction. And I'm sure Jessica would as well. So again, I want to thank you so much for being on my podcast and have a wonderful day, Jessica.
Thank you so much, Justine. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Just Talk with Justine. If you like what you've heard, please rate, comment, and subscribe. We love talking to breast cancer fighters and survivors. If you have any questions, you can email me at Justine at JustTalkWithJustine.com.